15 minutes to my intentional well-being.
It is not easy to imagine a healthy foot when your toe is painfully throbbing, but it is of great value for you to do everything you can do to distract yourself from your throbbing toe. However, a time of acute physical discomfort is not an effective time to try to visualize well-being. The best time to do that is when you are feeling the best you usually feel. In other words, if you usually feel physically better during the first part of the day, choose that time for visualization of your new story. If you usually feel better after taking a long, warm bath, choose that time for visualization. Set aside approximately 15 minutes where you can close your eyes and withdraw as much as possible from your awareness of what is. Try to find a quiet place where you will not be distracted and imagine yourself in a state of physical thriving. Imagine walking briskly and breathing deeply and enjoying the flavor of the air you are breathing. Imagine walking briskly up a gentle incline and smile in appreciation of the stamina of your body. See yourself bending and stretching and enjoying the flexibility of your body. Take your time exploring pleasant scenarios with the sole intent of enjoying your body and appreciating its strength and stamina and flexibility and beauty. When you visualize for the joy of visualizing, rather than with the intention of correcting some deficiency, your thoughts are more pure and therefore more powerful. When you visualize to overcome something that is wrong, your thoughts are diluted with the lackful side of the equation. Sometimes people explain that they have long-held desires that have not manifested, and they argue that the law of attraction is not working for them. But that is because they have been asking for improvement from a place of keen awareness of the lack of what they desire. It takes time to reorient your thoughts so that they are predominantly focused toward what you want. But in time, it will feel perfectly natural to you to do so. In time, your new story will be the one that you tell most easily. If you do take the time to positively imagine your body, those good-feeling thoughts will become dominant, and then your physical condition must acquiesce to those thoughts. But if you only focus upon the conditions as they exist, nothing will change. As you imagine and visualize and verbalize your new story, in time you will believe the new story, and when that happens, the evidence will flow swiftly into your experience. A belief is only a thought you continue to think. And when your beliefs match your desires, then your desires must become your reality. Nothing stands between you and anything that you desire other than your own patterns of thought. There is no physical body, no matter what the state of decline, no matter what the conditions, that cannot achieve an improved condition. Nothing else in your experience responds as quickly as your own physical body to your patterns of thought.